السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We are recording right now. We talk today about الشفاعة. Something called الشفاعة. So this one looks like this. Okay. So الشفاعة. 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 What about the battle of الشفاعة? I'm sorry, what about the meaning of the word شفاعة? Is this thing the race? Can you raise this?
Okay. Was there a battle of الشفاعة?
No. There's no battle called شفاعة. What is the شفاعة? Did you hear about it?
Nope.
Okay. So let's imagine that you committed a crime. You committed what?
A crime.
And you are being sentenced. You are being sentenced. So you go to somebody and you say, can you please call the judge and ask him to reduce the sentence or to ask him to relieve the guy? This is called shafa'. Okay? Let's say Salman is grounded. And he wants to save himself. So he comes to me and says, okay, can you talk to my parents, please, to release me from the punishment? You got it? This is called shafa'. So what I do, I go talk to your parents. This is shafa'. I say, that man is good, and he's just screwing up a little bit. He's goofing around. He's blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I keep talking to your parents that way so that they forgive you. Please forgive him. Okay. Now, let's see here. Salim. Mm-hmm. Let's say Salim is deprived from playing football anymore.
I don't play football. I play soccer, so.
Soccer is football.
Oh, yes, right.
We're not in England. We're in USA.
No, it's in Australia.
Hello. So.
No, we're in London.
Now, let's say the ball unions, or like the football union.
Not only in Europe, it's in South
okay,
America.
Says that Salman, or says that Salim, says what? Salim is deprived from participating into any games anymore. So Salim comes to me and say, you are so dear, you're so dear to the people in the ball and the football game. Can you please talk to them about me? So I go and talk to the board and say, this is what I'm going to do right now is shafa'. Is what, please, can you forgive him? This is his first mistake, first strike. We should give him a chance, blah, blah, blah. So I did what? Shafa'a to Salim. You got it? Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepts shafa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the shafa'a. Okay? But there's one secret about it is that ash-shafa'a is, in the case of Allah, is not possible unless Allah agrees, allows you. You got it? So let's say a guy who righteous.
I have a question. So isn't it shafa'a, like if your parents always tell them to always do du'a for them after you pray, is that called shafa'a because you're doing, they're telling
them? No. Shafa'a in the Day of Judgment is to go ask Allah, is to go to a person that Allah loves. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they say, the wrongdoers, they say, can you please talk to Allah to forgive us and let us go to Jannah instead of punishing us in hell? You see? So Prophet Muhammad does a shafa'ah. How? He goes to Allah and he so much loved by Allah. So he says, Ya Allah, can you please forgive this person? Can you please forgive Yusuf from the wrongdoing? Then Allah will accept the shafa'ah. Accepts the shafa'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the shafa'ah. Yes, and then he will forgive those wrongdoers.
Oh,
or Allah decides.
The challenge.
Yay, roller coaster!
Wait, will the person who ever does shafa, will they ever be punished?
They're about to be punished before they ask something someone who's dear to Allah to go make shafa.
But the person who makes. Shafa'ah, the person dear to Allah, will they get in trouble?
No. Okay. If Allah decides, He may grant the shafa'ah, or if Allah wants, He might just turn away or deny the shafa'ah. Okay? So that's why in Surah, in Ayat al-Kursi, the ayah of royal chair, where does this ayah located? The Kursi, ayat al-Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum.
Talking about a chair, right?
Yes. So which surah is in this ayat al-Kursi?
Baqarah.
That's right. Good job. So surah al-Baqarah. At the end, Allah says, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذن. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده
is that
shafa'a? So Allah, you are not allowed even to ask for shafa'a, okay, unless you are close to Allah, okay? Okay.
So I can't ask.
Okay, this request for shafa'a might be granted and might be
dismissed,
might be denied. And in the Day of Judgment, there are so badly wrongdoers, people who did really very bad in this life. And then the Prophet, but they are Muslims. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Allah to ask for shafa'ah to them because they are being thrown in hellfire. So the Prophet asks for shafa'ah for them. And then when this happens, Allah turned the shafa'ah down. Allah denied the shafa'ah. Why? Allah said, you have no idea. What have they done after you? They have done awful deeds after you, awful wrong deeds after you. So then Prophet Muhammad says, curse be to the ones who disobeyed Allah, and he withdraws his shafa'ah. He withdraws his shafa'ah. So to get the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the Day of Judgment, what would qualify you?
You have to be good
Muslim.
Muslim, yeah.
Yeah, not any Muslim.
You have to be good Muslim.
Yeah, good Muslim.
A Muslim with good faith.
A Muslim with good faith, and also a Muslim that does good deeds. Okay. Now, the people who memorized Quran,
the Quran,
they are allowed.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
So, who is allowed in this life? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the martyr, the one who dies as martyr, he is qualified to ask Allah to grant shafa'ah, okay, of 70 people from his relatives.
70,
yes.
Your whole entire family tree.
Yeah, and your extended family. Anyone that contributed to you memorizing Quran, they all get shafa'ah by Allah. The ones who don't get shafa'ah are the ones who didn't teach you.
The ones who didn't teach you how to do anything.
How to be a good person. Or punish you for being a bad person.
To be a good person, but they didn't teach you what happened.
By being an example. Yeah, that's why I said, if they haven't done that, then they will not, Allah will deny the shafa'ah.
That's why parents are supposed to teach our kids good stuff.
No.
If the kids do bad stuff just because, okay, if the person does, what am I talking about?
But she's the person who does bad stuff.
Like about the parents and stuff?
Yeah. They don't qualify for shafa'ah. And this is why at the end of the surah, Allah said, at the end of the royal chair ayah, Allah said, "Man the الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ." So you write here,
you write
ayat al-kursi, royal chair.
So, kursi means chair.
Kursi means chair. Because I want to explain further what is so special about this. Okay? In Ayat al-Kursi, Allah said, who is going to do shafa'ah without the permission of Allah to do shafa'ah? So Allah has to permit the person, in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to permit the person to perform shafa'ah before this person can do the shafa'ah. Alright?
Yes, sir, coach.
Okay. Now, the other part that we wanted to talk to you about today.
Dude, shut up. Let me think.
Just tossing around ideas. God.
We're talking about the bad people or about shafa'ah?
Yeah. Talking about shafa'ah. And we covered that. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what was the second thing that we wanted to talk to you about?
You were talking about the ayah where...
Maybe if you look on your website, you could jog in memory.
No, I just I had it in mind today in the morning, but just somehow now...
Maybe you wrote it down in your bag, so you
might want to... Okay.
You're talking about the family members and...
He's saying we're done with shafa'ah.
Okay. The did I ever tell you the story of Thu'aylaba, the guy?
How does the guy who was bad, the rich bad guy, and the cow? Oh no, he's dead body, said something. No, Thu'aylaba, the guy who was poor, and then he went to Prophet Muhammad saying, may dua to be rich, and then he got rich, and he wouldn't pray, and he wouldn't pray. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He missed all the prayers, even Jumu'ah, because of his business, and he didn't have time. Yeah, I remember. I was writing that day.
By the way, I'm so busy. Some people say, why don't you pray? I'm very busy.
Yeah,
why don't you fast? I'm very busy.
You can fast.
Yeah, why? You can fast.
Fasting is nothing. Yeah.
You are, why are you... why don't you go for Hajj? I am busy. Okay?
Why don't you go on Fridays? I'm busy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
you
what people like.
You understand that?
Because I don't see how business can
person,
relate to...
Tell that person, people die when they are still busy. While they are busy, they die.
But they died.
Yes. So, this excuse, if you keep using it,
Okay. Well, it becomes a habit too.
Yeah, and he should already know that he's not going to go to heaven. Business doesn't take him to heaven or it doesn't help yet.
No, they do. No. Some business takes you to Jannah. Zakat, but here,
if you're like a Zakat dealer, like,
yeah, like money.
Depends on what business.
Like if you're somebody who takes care of the orphans in an orphanage.
The work, yeah, the people who are busy. Yeah.
That's busy.
The people who are busy, in the day of judgment, Allah will make them busy with their deeds. Okay?
But how about if they're busy with the, like if they're running an orphanage?
Yeah, this is a worship. This is an act of worship to do this. But good deeds have degrees. They have levels. Okay? So, you cannot do sunnah good deed before fard. You understand that? So like if you fast without praying, huh? Is your prayer accepted?
No.
If you fast without paying the zakat, then your paying the zakat is accepted?
What?
I'm sorry.
No, because you didn't.
Wait, don't you mean the opposite?
Which is?
If your fast is accepted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I
can. Okay. Now, about giving the zakat, there is something here that I want to share with you about giving the zakat.
When do you have to start giving zakat?
Huh?
When
you have a saving account, money that stays in for 1 year. So how much is the zakat?
2.5%
of the...
Is it of the one person or the whole family?
No, for the entire family. Okay.
So one person pays for the whole family?
Yes. One person...
But doesn't... Yeah.
Any person in the family who has money that have not been used for 1 year, then this money is... Zakatable.
Where can you give a zakat?
I'm saying, what age are you all supposed to?
Once you have money,
but where can you give zakat?
Hmm?
Where?
During Ramadan, they pass that yellow
basket.
Yeah,
I know, but like, what if you want to give one like in 2 weeks?
Here, CMC, they have a big box in front of the masjid.
That's not for zakat.
And there are, and there are an organization, my favorite organization for paying charity for. It's called
Helping Hands.
Muslim.
Hidayah.
Echo.
Echo.
Islamic Relief Worldwide. Islamic Relief Worldwide.
So IRW.
So, which is IRW. W. So, if you go to this website.
I don't get that.
Oh, is it
AR? IR, sorry.
IR. That says IRWU.
Just Google it.
WW.
Just Google it. It's called Islamic Relief Worldwide.
No, it's IR quadrupled U.
Islamic
W.
Relief.
World. What do you spell W?
Word.
How do you spell
double U?
Double U.
So it's just two U.
Y.
Like
the only thing I'm spelling Y is W.
H-Y.
Okay.
And then you like take the alphabet.
Now,
H-Y.
About paying zakat. Many people don't like to give away zakat.
They don't have to.
Oh. Now, they got somebody, there are sisters who want to get around that. Now, if they haven't used the jewelry for a year, then she has to pay zakat on these jewelry. Like, they find out how much is it, and then she has to pay 2.5%. So, what they do is that before the end of the year, they wear the jewelry.
Well, that's cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not really cheating.
So, it is. Anytime you have an intention to evade zakat, just that intention will nullify your zakat.
So basically, at the beginning of each year, you wear it and then you take it off.
Not at the beginning. It depends when you set your time for zakat. I usually do it for Ramadan.
Yeah, that's what my parents do.
Yeah. I usually do it for Ramadan.
It's better to do it in Ramadan because Ramadan is doing that charity.
So there are people who buy diamond. Diamond?
Who's diamond?
Oh, diamond.
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 Oh, yeah, there's a diamond.
David, I love you.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Yusuf, are you with us or someone
yes.
else?
I think he wants an army. Yay!
Okay. Any intention to evade zakat nullifies the zakat. You will be count as a person who did not give away his zakat.
Wait, can you just like, if you have the jewelry, instead of giving money, can you give the jewelry? Like you don't know where you got that from, or if you got it from like another country.
Yes, you can pay. You can pay part of the jewelry as zakat, but this is not recommended because to cover a lot of people, you need to really get it cash. You don't say I'm going to cut this piece of ring and give
you
it to this.
You can just give the ring.
It's only one person who's going to benefit, the one who gets their ring. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that your money gets distributed. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked to us, now I remember what I wanted to talk to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the biggest shafa'ah. Explain to the what? The greatest or the greatest shafa'ah. Greatest shafa'ah. This shafa'ah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qualified this shafa'ah. Okay? Because he was the one that, he's the best man that was ever created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He even to the other prophets. The other prophets, okay? Prophet Muhammad is the best prophet among them. Even the five major prophets.
Which are?
The five greatest prophets. Who are they?
Ibrahim.
Okay.
Yusuf.
No, Yusuf is not.
Ibrahim, Musa.
Musa.
Isa.
Muhammad.
Adam.
Did you say Nuh? So you go in order. Nuh.
So you say Nuh,
Ibrahim,
Musa,
Isa,
Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good. So the Prophet Muhammad told us that he is granted the to perform the greatest shafa'ah. What is that greatest shafa'ah? It is a shafa'ah that only the people only given to the people whom status, with the following status. The status of, called the status of Mahmud. Status of Mahmud.
Hey, Mahmud!
Okay? So, you always, when you hear the adhan, what are you supposed to do?
I recite.
Yes, so you read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You say what, Yusuf? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala al-falah. MashaAllah. So hayya ala al-falah says what, Yusuf?
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Are you Yusuf?
Huh?
He just answered.
No, but you answered.
Wait, what?
Explain the question to him.
What do you say when during the
adhan
when you repeat the hayya ala salah? What do you say during that?
Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al falah. Okay. Yes. You say what? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala al falah. You say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Okay, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Two, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. What? Four. So you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Okay, everything else repeats before, after the imam. No. How about in Fajr prayer? What is so special about the Fajr prayer?
Fajr.
Yeah, Yusuf. What is so special about Fajr prayer and making the adhan? So in making the adhan, there's something special added to the adhan, special for Fajr prayer. Is that? As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Which is, prayer is better than sleep.
Yeah.
So, when you do, when you read al-adhan, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah, qad qama, hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Why is that? Because people are asleep. So the adhan says, the adhan says that the prayer is better than
sleep.
It's better than sleeping. It's better than sleeping. Okay? So man the ladhi yashfa'u indahu. Sorry. Okay. Once the adhan is over. Once the adhan is over. Once the adhan is over.
Is that the adhan or the
iqama? The adhan.
Oh, yeah, there's a
sujood. What is the adhan? Go ahead.
There's a dua after you do that.
Perfect. There's a dua after the adhan is called.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what it's called. I just know how to say it.
It is. You say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. No.
Oh, yeah, that one.
You say Allahumma grant, Allahumma grant Prophet Muhammad the Mahmud status, which is only one in this mankind who is granted it. So it says Allah grant the Mahmud status to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? And make him the one who conducts the greatest shafa'ah. Got it? You got that part?
Wait, can you take pictures of that?
That's a good case.
Okay, so after the prayer, after adhan, so here, after the adhan, we make a prayer. Okay, that prayer is, Ya Allah, give Prophet Muhammad Mahmud status in the Day of Judgment. Give him Mahmud status and... Mahmud status is the status in the Day of Judgment that is... given only to one person, which is the status that qualifies that person to do the what? Shafa'ah. So when you say After the adhan, Allahumma ati Muhammadan الوسيلة
والفضيلة
والفضيلة are you right ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So Salim here knows the dua and you wrote yourself والفضيلة وابعثه الله.
Oh, I know this.
See? وَبَعَثْهُ اللَّهُ المقام المقام المحمود الذي وعدته. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. If you recall this dua, so far how many people remember that? So, this is the Maqam Mahmood.
Isn't there more at the beginning?
Yes.
No, this is after the adhan.
Yeah, I know. Isn't there more at the beginning of the
dua?
Yeah, isn't there more at the beginning of the dua?
Right after the adhan. Right? Say right after the adhan. Dua after adhan. So after you say the adhan, then you say اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الفضيلة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. So this part that I circled right here in brown is the part that is we are praying for Prophet Muhammad to get
the Mahmood
status. Now, what is that story of the greatest Shafa'a? In the Day of Judgment, Allah will be so angry at the humans. You know, imagine Allah seeing all this corruption and seeing this 176 million people killed in World War I and World War II and 72 major wars like Vietnam War. Okay.
And the war fighting right
now. So Allah will be so angry that He will refuse to start the hisab, start the accountability. He refuses. He's so angry, He refuses to start the accountability, the judging. So people there started to feel that, people there started to feel that it doesn't matter what the judgment is, but we need to go forward. They became so much pain and it becomes so horrible to them that they say to themselves, let's ask Allah to start the accountability. Okay? Because it has been so long that we're waiting.
I thought it's only one day, but it feels like 10,000 years.
Whatever, after a certain period of time, humans say, Ya Allah, start the judgment, even if you are going to send us to hellfire, just start the punish, start the judgment. Please don't let us wait that long. Don't let us wait.
You're just getting yourself in more suffering. Like, it's once if you do something bad, then you're going to be even more scared.
Right.
He says it. So you're basically putting yourself through more suffering.
No, basically they are so, yes, this is what you would think about it. But they think, okay, even if I go to hell, I just want Allah to move on. Okay? I mean, it's a torture, it's a punishment to stay there in the crowded place. Crowded place, why? Allah made it, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have the ability to make it wide so that people are not tightly gathered. It's because of the punishment, one of the punishments in the Day of Judgment, that people will be resurrected and in a very small place where they are, you know, being gathered tightly, no room around. So they say to each other, we want Allah to start the judgment, even if we were taken to hellfire. So now the people go to Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, and they say, O Prophet Adam, you are the one whom Allah created you using his hands. Okay.
Why did you eat the fruit?
Just listen to me. Okay? And you have been one of the major, and you have been the special case, the prophet to your children and to your grandchildren. Okay? The Prophet Adam didn't die until he saw 60,000 of his children. 60,000 of his children and grandchildren and grandchildren. Before his death, he saw 70,000 of humans.
That's actually a lot.
They used to live 1,000 years. So Prophet Adam
was... That's lucky. How could we count 1,000 years?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's... I mean, how Allah accounted for that. Okay, so they went to Prophet Adam. Prophet Adam says, no way. No way I ask Allah for something. I've eaten from that terrible tree. So I'm afraid of this sin, because if I go ask Allah, I might get punishment. I mean, if I ask Allah for shafa'ah, I will be declined. Why? Because I ate from the forbidden tree. So now the people go to Prophet Nuh, alayhi salam.
Oh, so Prophet Nuh was there when the Prophet Adam was still alive?
In the Day of Judgment, everybody will be there, but no, they're not. Prophet Nuh came way after the Prophet Muhammad.
I
would say Prophet Adam was created 17,000 years ago.
Only approximately. 17,000?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a billion years ago?
The earth
is only 4 billion years old.
The earth is 16 billion light years.
I'll take a few.
Like, what light years are really like so many years? So that would be over.
It would be over
a trillion years if it's 16 billion light years.
Anyway, the speed of light is 300 kilometers per hour. I'm sorry.
Are you a scientist?
300 kilometer per second.
Are you like a scientist?
Well, I used to be when I was.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now let's continue there. So, what would Prophet Nuh say? I don't qualify because I have asked Allah to destroy my people. Remember Nuh at the end. He prayed to Allah to destroy all the bad guys.
Didn't he receive forgiveness for that?
Yeah.
Yes, but Adam also received forgiveness.
Yeah.
But they are scared that because these mistakes will not qualify them for al-Mahmud status. So then they go to, after Prophet Nuh, they go to Prophet Ibrahim.
No, Ibrahim.
Wait, the Prophet and they said, third prophet?
It's the third major prophet.
Major
prophet. So now they go to Prophet Musa, and they say, "Oh, Prophet,
Ibrahim.
I'm sorry, Prophet Ibrahim," and they ask him to do the shafa'a to start the accountability, and then he will say, "No, I lied about breaking the idols. I said it is. It is what." When they ask him, did you destroy the idols? He said, the biggest one did it. So when he was saying the biggest one did it, he that other four fingers pointing to him. Right? And then this thumb was pointing to the greatest idol. So technically speaking, it's like an allowable, it's an allowable sort of a game, okay? It's an allowable game, okay? So now, he says, no, I wasn't truly, I'm afraid of this, that this sin is going to disqualify me. So they go now to Prophet Musa. And then Prophet Musa, they tell him, you are the one whom Allah have talked to. Can you please go and ask Allah for the greatest shafa'ah, which is to start the judgment? Prophet Musa will say, no, because I've killed one person.
He punched the guy.
Yeah,
like,
because...
And the guy was like,
He killed one person. So because he killed one person, he says, I am afraid that I will disqualify and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn down my shafa'ah.
Yeah,
then they went to who?
Isa.
Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, he said, why are you wasting your time, guys? You know who's the one who's qualified for this? They said, who? He said, Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad. Go to him. He will be. He will know him in the Day of Judgment. But anyway, the Quran talked to Prophet Isa, right? Told us a lot of story. Mentioned Isa by the name, right? Right?
Yep.
So he knew about him, but from the what? From the Quran.
But there was no Quran in Prophet Isa's time.
We just finished
this. No. The Prophet Muhammad, the Quran that's of today, this Quran tells us stories about Prophet Isa. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they go to him and say, can you please make shafa'ah, which is intercede basically. How do you make shafa'ah? To ask Allah to start for the Day of Judgment. So Prophet Muhammad said, I am the one who is qualified for this because my status is
Mahmud status.
So he said, I am for the job. And then he went to Allah, okay, and he put his head down, making sujood, and then he started praying to Allah using a vocabulary that nobody knew about it. It's like using very beautiful vocabulary. So when he said that, so Allah said, you have made enough sujood in the past life. Okay? You have made much sujood in this life. There is no need for you to make sujood in this life. So then he said, Ya Allah, can you start the Day of Judgment? Remember that before Allah was what? Angry. So the beginning of the Day of Judgment, Allah will be what?
Angry,
and don't talk to anybody. And then in the second part of the Day of Judgment, Allah, second part starts by Prophet Muhammad Okay? Making shafa'ah to Allah to start the judgment. And his shafa'ah was accepted. Then start the second part of the Day of Judgment, which is the part of judging. The accountability and judging. Once this judgment is concluded, then the third part is mercy and forgiveness. Allah will forgive a lot of people in the Day of Judgment. To the level that the shaitan will have hope that Allah may forgive him. Of course, he's not getting it. But this is how merciful Allah is. So the Day of Judgment starts with Allah is
merciful.
Angry. And when the Prophet asked for shafa'ah, then Allah started
the judgment.
And then people go to hell and heaven. Okay? And then Allah at that time becomes forgiving. Like, forgive people who are wrongdoing.
So it happened just in one day?
The Day of Judgment?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 50,000 days, 50,000 years. Wow. According to Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah said that every day, that the Day of Judgment is equal to 50,000 years.
Light years or just years?
Are we racing here? Or we're talking about... So, 500,000 years. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace, guys. Peace.
Hey,
no.